Welcome to page 48, the bottom question. Do you want to know more about why the harlot city is Jerusalem? So if you're here, it means that hopefully you have already listened to and learned the plot of Revelation, and now you want to know a little bit more about why we make this connection. So just to reiterate, this is not a connection you have to make in order to be Catholic, okay? The fact that John Bergsma, Dr. Scott Hahn, and Dr. Swofford make this connection is good enough for me. I'm like, sounds good. I believe you. And I'm going to explain to you, especially from the influence of Dr. John Bergsma's book, why the harlot city being Jerusalem makes a ton of sense. But if you have a bone to pick with this and you want to believe another thing, that is okay in this context, okay? Some things that the Catholic Church teaches, like the Immaculate Conception, are dogma. Some things are not. Okay, so, but here is my argument. Not mine, but my borrowed argument for why the harlot city is Jerusalem. Okay, first of all, let's read about the harlot city. She's introduced the whore of Babylon in chapter 17. I'm going to skip around a little bit, but here we go. Starting at verse 3. And he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was full of blasphemous names, and it had 7 heads and 10 horns. The woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, adorned with gold and jewels and pearls, holding in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and impurities of fornication. On her forehead was written a name of great mystery, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of earth's abominations. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Skipping ahead to verse 16. The 10 horns that you saw, they and the beast will hate the harlot. They will make her desolate and naked, devour her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to carry out this purpose by being of one mind and giving over their royal power to the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman that you saw is the great city which has dominion over the kings of the earth. Then chapter 18 and 19 describe the fall of the harlot. Okay, so here's the deal. We have a lot of descriptors here of the harlot city of Jerusalem that don't seem to point to Jerusalem, right? It talks about being drunk with the blood of the martyrs and the saints and the prophets, which are like, I thought Jerusalem was like a Jewish city with the temple, okay? We've also got wealth. She's got lots of wealth on, and you're like, is Jerusalem really that wealthy? What? And then it says that she has dominion over the kings of the earth. And you're like, okay, I thought Jerusalem was being ruled by Rome at this point. So what the heck? What the heck? Why is this? Why make this connection? And let me walk you through it. First things first, let's just get the easy one out of the way. Ezekiel in the Old Testament, 16 and 23, explicitly calls Jerusalem a harlot. And Hosea does the same thing. Okay, so that's a big one. We already have Jerusalem being called a harlot. So the fact that a harlot appears and it's some city, you'd like, okay, well, maybe it's Jerusalem because the prophet said it was Jerusalem. Okay. Second thing is that a lot of the Old Testament prophets also prophesied the fall of Jerusalem. John is a New Testament prophet, but he's just saying the same thing that Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Amos, they all talk about the fall of Jerusalem eventually. Okay, so this is, I guess, common. Again, if you start hearing about the fall of a great city, you might think back to your Old Testament and think, all these guys said Jerusalem was going to fall and that Jerusalem was a harlot. So I wonder if this harlot city that's falling is Jerusalem. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, riding on the beast. The city is riding on the beast, the harlot city. Okay, just like we talked about earlier, Jerusalem rode on Rome a little bit. The Sadducees rose to power from the power of Rome. Okay, Herod the Great, the ruler of Jerusalem, was put there in power by Rome. But Rome turned to bite them and burn them down after they revolted. The Jews revolted against the Romans in the 60s, late 60s, and Rome destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD. Next, the whole drunk with the blood of the saints and the prophets. Okay, this is also an Old Testament thing. Actually, other scripture points to it. Lamentations 4, 12 through 13 calls Jerusalem the place where righteous blood is spilled. Jesus mourns Jerusalem as a place that killed the prophets in Matthew 23. And we just know from Acts and that lots of people were actually persecuted and killed in Jerusalem, namely Jesus, okay, but also Stephen, Paul was beat up there, James. There's a great persecution of early Christians happening in Jerusalem. The next one is, maybe I should have started with this one in 11:14, Revelation, it is the city where the temple of God is and a place where our Lord is crucified. The temple of God is in Jerusalem, period, end of sentence. Jesus was killed in Jerusalem, period, end of sentence. There should not be much question after that, okay? That's not a symbolic thing. That's real. Okay, a couple more points. In 11:8, the harlot is called Sodom and Egypt. Okay, but Sodom in particular, Jerusalem is called Sodom, again, by the prophets in the Old Testament. So if you think, here's a city that's symbolically being called Sodom, I wonder if there's a city that was called Sodom that's not Sodom in the Old Testament, and there is. Isaiah 1:10, Ezekiel 16:26, Jeremiah 23:14, Amos 4:18. Okay, sorry, 4:11. So Sodom and Gomorrah, if you're not familiar, is the place that God rained down fire and destroyed that city because of great sin in the time of Abraham. So to call something Sodom and Gomorrah is pretty insulting. So to call Jerusalem Sodom is like, oh, how could you do that? That's God's city. Except for the fact that they persecuted the saints. They killed Jesus. Not that we blame the Jews for that. We do not, by the way. And it's called Sodom when it's unfaithful. Remember that whole period of time where Israel is married to God and Israel, its capital is Jerusalem, and it is totally like off the rails and unfaithful, an unfaithful bride to God. The Mosaic Covenant is a bridegroom covenant, and then the prophets are like, you're being a harlot. Jerusalem, you're being a harlot. Again and again and again, this imagery. And so the fact that Jerusalem is called Sodom actually makes a lot of sense here, and it's just a repeat from the Old Testament. And then what else do I have here? The wealth. Okay, we might think, this is not wealthy. This is wealthy. Jerusalem is wealthy, okay? Jerusalem is has got tons of pilgrims coming in. Their temple commerce is a huge deal. Three times a year, all Jewish men of a certain age have to come to the city. They have to lodge somewhere. They have to buy food somewhere. This is a really wealthy place. And archaeology confirms that there's actually like a lot of silver in the pottery that's not in other places. They're wealthy. General Titus, the one who actually burned it to the ground, apparently spoke to the Jerusalemites before he burned it to the ground and was like, why would you pick a fight with Rome? You guys are way richer than Rome. Like, what? You're gonna die because you guys complained. You have no you're rich. So anyways, it's a rich place. Herod the Great, who was the ruler, he had tons of palaces built for himself. He was so wealthy from temple commerce. So the fact that she's a harlot city with lots of pearls and jewels around her neck and she's drinking the blood of the prophet, this actually makes sense. This is Jerusalem. And I'll tell you one more fact. It doesn't make sense for it to be Rome because Rome was sacked, not burned, sacked in 410 AD, long time after this was written. If John writes this in 68 AD and says, this is going to happen really, really soon, and then something crazy happens in 70 AD, why would we turn our minds to something that happens 400 years later in 410 and say, oh, that must have been the thing he was talking about that was so soon? There's an obvious closer one in Jerusalem. Okay. By the way, when Rome was sacked, Christians were protected by Rome, and they mourned the loss of Rome. They didn't rejoice. So it would have been sad. Okay, that's why we think the harlot city is actually Jerusalem. Babylon is Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is the church in Revelation. Come, Piyo Sang. Okay, see you on the next page.